Michael Riley was a Wiradjuri Gamilaroi filmmaker and photographer from Dubbo and Moree in central and northwestern New South Wales. This photograph, Maria, taken of his cousin, also known as Polly, was part of his first major body of work in 1985, a series of five portraits of black women, all of whom were either friends or family, and all part of the vibrant Sydney Indigenous community. The women in these striking portraits are dignified and empowered, returning our gaze with a disarming frankness. In the photographs of this era, Michael celebrates the community he so enthusiastically embraced, becoming a key member of the flourishing art scene, which led to the establishment of Bomali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative in 1987. Michael, Avril Quayle and Tracy Moffat, who were also subjects of his first portraits, were among the founding members. Michael's fascination with the ideal of beauty is revealed in his use of classical aesthetic tropes to frame his subjects. Dark, moody backgrounds and dramatic lighting enhance the features of the women. The title of this work, Maria, adds a further dimension to our appreciation of it. When translated as Mary, the photograph becomes aligned with biblical associations and the subject assumes the attributes of the Virgin Mary. In this context, however, she is a black woman. Maria's steady gaze suggests an intimacy and trust between photographer and subject. This relationship is characteristic of Michael's photographic portraiture, reflecting the importance of his role as an insider in achieving the powerful images he did. This practice was in stark contradiction to the history of photography of Indigenous people. The photograph of Maria references and critiques 19th century ethnographic photographs of Indigenous women, who are often adorned with traditional accessories such as shell necklaces. The classicism of this photograph transcends time. This series of portraits of Aboriginal women was challenging at a time when there were no positive images of Indigenous people in the public eye. Michael consciously engaged in challenging and subverting negative media stereotypes through his photographic portrayal of people he knew, his local community, his family and friends from the Sydney area, people who were talented, glamorous, exciting, and working at the forefront of their chosen fields. Redfern in Sydney became a focal point for political activism amongst Aboriginal people in the 1960s and 70s. By the early 1980s, it was a haven for creatively inclined Indigenous people from all over Australia. Alongside various social services, a number of enterprises in the visual and performing arts sprang up, including Bomali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative. Bomali was an exciting institution, showcasing urban culture in providing a platform for contemporary artists, who are not seen as authentically Aboriginal by the mainstream. Maria was shown in the groundbreaking NAIDOC 86 exhibition of Aboriginal and Islander photographers, the first exhibition of Indigenous photography. It was, as Riley himself said, a time when contemporary Aboriginal art began to be taken seriously by the art world. In these works, Michael successfully achieved his goal of showing his community as sophisticated and cosmopolitan. He was a gifted artist and a visionary.